Welcome to the second episode of Bilge Monkey Adventures. Last saw our heroes, they were anxiously waiting for UPS to deliver the keys to their freedom, or more specifically, a masterfully tailored costume created by the top-notch clothing company, just like the one worn in a certain famous pirate movie. Time has dragged slowly these past weeks for Bilge Monkey and Gunther, but at long last, the package has arrived, and the grand escape can now be set into motion.
Dios mio, this is a lot of sewing.
Aye, that it be, Gunther. But we zolls must play our part.
Speaking of which, Bilge Monkey, well, I have been crouched here sewing for 7 hours straight. How's it going, you know, trying on the new clothing and what have
you? You tell me, lad. Tell me. Take a gander.
But Bilge Monkey, you really are quite the spectacle. Why, I've never seen such an accurate portrayal of Captain Jack's outfit. Those cuffs are glorious. And the pleating on the coattails. I could get lost in there for days.
Whoa, easy, mate. Aye, top-notch costumes really did a square and through. Thank goodness we found them at topnotchcostumes.com. But now, it's time we made our move. Have you broke us free yet?
Bueno, we're through.
And the guard?
They're sleeping.
Beauty, no better time than the now. Let's raise anchor and head for the gate.
Oh, wait, Bilge. Have you thought about what you might say at the gate to get us out?
What?
What you are going to say to the guards out front? You know, perhaps you'd like to practice with me first, you know?
Well, I figured I'd do something like, "Savvy, mates, I be Captain Jack from the movie, what you can clearly savvy from his splendid frock coat and drop front breeches. Well-aged and piratey as crackin' savvy. And I'll be escorting this here prisoner by savvy of the Queen. So flag us right through quick and savvy." Pretty good, eh?
Well, first off, Spain has a king right now, not a queen. But also, Bilge Monkey, it occurs to me, Captain Jack seems to come from the slurry, slightly Frenchified school of pirate speak. But you, Bilge Monkey, you seem to be more classic, with more of, you know, the Robert Newtonian dialect, what with your patchy cockney and heavy slang.
Your point being?
No point, Bilge Monkey, but perhaps a little bit more practice. Try this.
Let us pass, mates. I'm Captain Jack, savvy?
Let's us pass through, mates. I be Captain Jack. Do you savvy?
No, you know, less throat, but more butter.
Let us pass, mates. I'm Captain Jack, savvy?
Let's us pass through, mates. I be Captain Jack. Savvy?
And so, late into the evening hours, Gunther coaches Bilge Monkey in the fine art of trying to sound like Jack.
Okay, how's this? Let us pass, mates. I'm Captain Jack, savvy?
Well, it's sort of better. But actually, Bilge Monkey, I have been thinking.
Aye?
Well, your Captain Jack impersonation, you leave something to be desired. But mine is not half bad. Plus, it's entirely fabulous as your new outfit from the top-notch clothing is. It still doesn't hide the fact that, you know, you are a monkey. Captain Jack, you know, he's much taller than 3'5", and his ears are not nearly so big or furry or as purple. Beautiful, you know, but there's some big purple ears. Whereas myself, I'm about the same height, same build as Jack. I even have this black goatee, not so long and braided as his, I'll grant, but it's pretty close.
Explain what course you lay, Gunther.
Well, I was just thinking it might make sense if I took the lead on this one. I could wear the new clothing from Top Notch and pretend to be Captain Jack, and you could be the prisoner.
You think that you should take the lead in our escape?
Well, it would seem the smart thing to do, all things considered.
Gunther.
Yes, Bilschmangi?
What be the name of this show?
Excuse me?
The show what we're in right now. What be its name of it? Is it perhaps titled Gunther Adventures?
No, Bilsch.
I see. Or hey, perhaps you think it should be called The Stodgy Narrator Adventures.
Hey, leave me out of this.
No, Bilschmangi, it's not The Stodgy Narrator Adventure.
Could it be what it's called, Bilschmangi Adventures?
Yes, Bilsch, it's called Bilschmangi Adventures.
And you, pray tell, be the star of Bilschmangi Adventures.
You, Bilsch, you are the star.
That's right, I am. Which is why I get to sport the new clothing. And it's why I's gonna lead our escape.
Yes, Bilschmangi.
We're clear on this now?
Yes, Bilschmangi.
Because if not, you wasn't the only applicant for sidekick, you know.
Nah, I said we are clear, Bilsch.
I have an old stack of sidekick applications right here. Perhaps one of them might understand their place a little bit better than you.
I said we're clear, Bilsch. This is not necessary, Bilsch.
Oh, look. This one studied at Oxford.
Can we just escape already?
Okay.
And so, their differences resolved. Bilschmangi and Gunther tiptoe and scurry towards freedom, their incarceration as Tortugan coffee slaves already becoming a distant memory. Bilschmangi's mighty pirate heart beat faster as he envisioned once again commanding a mighty warship and drinking rum until he no longer remembered his own name. But while escape loomed ever closer, it was not yet fully achieved. Bilschmangi and Gunther were quickly reminded of this hard fact as they approached the main gate.
All right, Gunther, time for a show. You just keep your yap shut while I parlay the guards. Parlay, I sound like Jack already. Now watch and learn, mate. This be how the pros does it.
Ah, Raoul, somebody approaches. I hope it is not a prisoner trying to make a run for it.
Nonsense, Fidel. Look at that wonderful frock coat with over 40 antique buttons and full twill lining. It's just Captain Jack. Probably making a prisoner transfer. Wave him through. Ahoy, Jack!
Ahoy, mate, Savvy. It is I, Bullocks.
Aye, it is the Bilge Monkey. Sound the alarm! Call the troops!
Drat and Double, it looks like they saw through our disguise, Gunther. We'll have to fight our way through. Raise your cannons, lad.
Show me my fists?
Aye, your fists. Let's teach the Dons a thing or two about senseless destruction. Ready, aim, broadside!
With the Spaniards somehow seeing through Bilschmangi's ruse, he and Gunther must now fight off overwhelming odds if they're ever going to escape the indignity of the coffee service industry. Can Bilschmangi possibly decimate an entire Spanish regiment without getting blood on his new outfit? And if not, does Gunther know any tricks with baking soda or seltzer that might help lift the stain? Find out on the next episode of Bilschmangi Adventures! Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Top Notch Clothing Company, bringing you the finest in Jack Sparrow replica clothing since 2003. Visit Top Notch Clothing Company at topnotchcostumes.com. Tonight's show was written by Bilschmangi and featured the voice talent of John Ollier as the narrator, Matt Utley as Gunther, Drew Heidgerken as the prison guards Raoul and Fidel, and Bilschmangi as Bilschmangi. Music composition by John Ollier.